We're going to do a song right now, and my sister Lulu was here tonight, and she was our special guest, and she took a night off. She had a big weekend, you know. So, and she told a story about taking my car out one time and wrecking it, and she told me there was a story of forgiveness. So I forgave her a long time ago, but I like thinking about that. But anyway, that wasn't the only car that has had an episode. A long time ago, when I got into this business, you run into people that help you out and other people that you're running around and they don't give you the time of day. But I had two great friends, Glenn Fry and Don Henley and the Eagles, who I was lucky enough at one point to have them kind of dig what we were doing. And I've always been appreciative of what they did and did not get the time when, sadly enough, Glenn passed away last year to spend time with him before that or anything else. So I figured I would take a moment on this tour to show my appreciation of it. And we wrote one song together in all of our years. We were actually next door, literally next door neighbors in Aspen, Colorado, and toured the world. And they kind of were very instrumental in us getting where we got. And so this is a little song about a car wreck. And it's called Gypsies in the Palace. It's not one of those warm, tender Eagle love songs. We went the other way with this because it was based on a true story. So living next door to each other, I was out of town on the road. Glenn was home, and he reported to me one day that my property manager had a little problem. And I went, what? He said, well, there's a car problem. I said, what's wrong with it? He says, well, you know that red Porsche of yours? I went, yes. He said, it is in the creek in front of your house when I woke up this morning. So, long story short, my property manager decided to go to Aspen to town and take my car and have a big evening. And he met some lovely ladies, and he picked them up, and they got in the car. And he convinced them that he was me, and which was a little bit of a stretch because he's about 6'2", 235, and had a really bad Southern Georgia accent, as compared to a coastal accent. Y'all. There's a lot of different y'alls out there. You know that, don't you? So anyway, the car wound up that way, and all we could do is write a song about it. So we had a hilarious time doing it. Glenn came to Nashville. We all loved Gypsies in the Palace, and the rest became history after a while. So if you're listening, Glenn, Snake, let's do one for you. All right.
From their condos, bring them over here. We'll show them. disco records, play his music loud. We a party just like Bubba does. We'll do the old man proud.
Gypsies in the palace, there ain't no wrong or right. Gypsies in the palace, for the wild.
Doing all right? Everybody's doing okay? Well, we're having a good time up here. Let's get into that steam bath in the show. You know, you're going to have fun here. You're going to lose a little weight. Going to have some fun. Got room for a cheeseburger on the way home, I believe. Yeah.